and compassion. And that's why I'll never forget the story of my sweet niece. When she was getting married, I stood there with tears brimming in my eyes. So innocent, so tender, so sweet, so very sweet, little Dawn Lynn. A smile on her face that could light up a room. So as she was getting ready to walk up the aisle and making those last-minute preparations, checking to see that the flowers were right, I glanced over at the groom, and I could see he was licking his lips. The groom was twirling his mustache. I know a little of the guy. He'd been around a little bit. He had a reputation as quite the ladies' man. And he had a reputation for being kinky as well. So I said, Dawn Lynn, come here a second, baby. Now, I know you're going to be very happy in this marriage, and I wish only the best for you. But will you promise me one thing? If your husband ever comes to you when you're getting ready to cuddle at night, and getting ready to turn out the lights and enjoy each other, if he ever says to you, flip-flop, baby, let's try something new, you call me immediately. She said, but what do you mean? I said, never mind. Just never mind. Just take it from Uncle Nino. Donald, if he ever says to you, late at night, when you turn out the lights and your day is done, he looks at you in the eye and says, would you flip-flop for me, baby? I'm up for it. Right away, you pick up the phone. You say, just a second, I got to call my Uncle Nino. You dial my number. And you let me talk to him, okay? She said, well, I don't understand, but of course. So sure enough, the wedding went off a hitch. Without a hitch, I waited by the phone all that night. Matter of fact, every night, because I knew they were on a honeymoon that week, and I wanted to be by that phone every night, just in case he got any hot ideas. You know, just in case he got a little feisty with that young, impressionable girl. Well, when the first week went by, the second week, the third and the fourth, I finally breathed a sigh of relief, figuring I'd misjudged her husband, and I guess I could leave them to a life of bliss without my interference. Well, the other night, imagine my shock and horror. The phone rang about 11:15. I heard Dawn Lynn say, Uncle Neen, it's me. He just asked me to flip-flop. I said, hand him that phone immediately. She handed him the phone. I said, all right, Buster, what's the big idea? He said, well, we've been married a year and a half now. I thought it was time we tried to start having children.
Oh, my God! It's the Grease Man and more non